All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Get Her Done Tuesday. Hello. Well, it's cold. It's fall.
It's a special Tuesday.
It's a wonderful special Tuesday. Aren't they all so special?
No.
I mean, really, it's like it's almost boring how special Tuesdays are all the time.
Not all of them. What's special about today?
Go, Sarah. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
We're going to drink the Bacardi like it's your birthday.
And we don't give a...
It's your birthday.
You like Bacardi?
I don't. I like...
I never drank Bacardi.
I like Mount
never
Gay.
Never liked rum.
Mount Gay.
Oh, that's your brand?
Yeah, I like that one. It's good.
I brought you some pineapple guavas.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you. What do I do with them?
Well,
eat them.
Yeah, you guys can try them today if you want. You can cut them in half and then spoon out the meat.
All right.
Maybe the meat is the wrong term, but the fruit.
I like the meat. Can I do it with my...
No,
they smell amazing.
We have knives and spoons in the other room.
Oh, so I guess I have to wait.
Well, I mean...
Waiting. It's the hardest part.
You don't want it all over your fingers.
Oh,
and
is
then,
it super, like, gooey and
well,
stuff?
No, but it's fruit. It's juicy. I think you'll like it. I was really surprised by it. I still don't really know. So it's pineapple guava or guava pie. I don't know how you say it.
Yeah.
I don't know what
the deal
is.
Is there another word for it? Because I feel like that.
I don't know.
Okay.
We just have this tree in the backyard that suddenly has those.
Does it always have them or are they just like seasonal?
I don't know.
From what I read, it takes a number of years before they get to a place where they can fruit.
Where it starts producing.
Okay, that's what's happening then.
So that's why you probably didn't see them before.
And... trees before the recent change in the backyard that you would never, like when she said this tree, I went, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I went out there and looked and went, yeah, I never noticed that tree once. Not one time.
It's a little bit bigger than I thought it would be. It's like a tiny kiwi, maybe like an inch and a half wide and an inch and a quarter, an inch and a half long and an inch and a quarter
and
wide.
And they've been eating them. So I don't know all three of them.
Oh, great.
Eating the, like, so I don't know if I got the good ones or not, but they've been.
Yeah. How do you know if it's like, it has a little give to it.
Yeah. It's
not
ready.
Super hard.
It's good.
It's a pale green. It looks like a giant olive.
Pineapple guavas, everyone.
It actually has a super like tangy sweet smell when you just like the unopened fruit. Smell it.
I don't want to put my nose on that. But
is it because my nose has been?
No, because I want you to eat it. I don't want to be all, you know. By the way, I don't know how today is going to look. I mean, I we're heading towards a storm. Yesterday, I went out for a hike, and it was freaking beautiful. Like,
it was a perfect day yesterday.
It was unlike
if you had a sweater on or sweatshirt, you were like, I'm perfect. This is perfect.
Speaking of, it's funny that you say that. I was wearing this sweatshirt that one of our interns gave me maybe 10 years ago. Like, it's this thing this boy brought in. I wish I could remember his name, and I can't.
Right.
I can see his face.
Weren't you wearing a Santa Cruz sweatshirt yesterday?
No, this is what I was wearing yesterday in here.
Oh,
but
okay.
No, I got home, and I took this off, and I changed, and I got ready to go on a hike, and I grabbed, like, random. I just went, let me get that. And I looked at it and I went, oh, this is from that intern.
Mm.
And I posted it because I don't know where that kid is now. Right. This was, it has to be 10 years. I hope he's doing great. And I just certainly thought of him. And I went, I'd love to know have your name accessible. What a loser. But we had a lot of interns roll through.
So many, hundreds of interns over the years. Probably.
I'm like you. I remember faces of all of them and they'll come up and say hi, and I remember who they are, but like a name, forget about it.
Sometimes, though, they come up and you're like, who are you, 45-year-old?
Well,
and it's because they worked for you 25 years ago, and you're like, nah, I don't remember you. Sorry.
In our defense, or maybe just for my own purposes, I'll feel better about it. I am busy when we're here. Like, I'm focused
on
what we're doing. And so I am trying to, and I also,
you're good about giving kids time, though.
I try.
Really are.
I try.
And you guys, so yesterday I had Das Boot, Charlene, who used to be my assistant producer.
Started as an intern, right, yeah.
And started as an intern. She came to my house to, she babysits Kelly Clarkson for me when I'm gone. And
she does?
Yeah, yeah.
She's there now.
No. She'll be there when I leave for vacation, but I had to, it's a whole routine with her, that dog. Like,
yeah.
There's things you,
it's not an old easy dog.
Yeah, it's not as easy. She's not easy.
Maddie was telling me he woke up to Kelly just spilling pee everywhere the other day. Just like, wake up and clean up pee.
2:30 in the morning. It's wonderful. Yeah. But she gives me a good rundown of like some ex, and she keeps in touch with a lot of the ex interns and folks that came through the years. And they're all like married and have kids. And some of them are like,
right. They went on to become adults.
Big corporate jobs and stuff like that. And it's
maybe
nice.
If we can get this kid's name, we can give it to Charlene and she can tell us where he is.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlene would have been long gone.
Oh.
When this kid was here.
Okay. He's right. The last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, even she was here for like a minute when I got back. She, I don't think she liked the switch over. It wasn't for her.
Mm.
And I was saying to her, we're on now. I know you're mourning and you're having some trouble, but
we're on. We need to do a show today.
Yeah.
And I think she missed you and she missed...
She worked with me even afterwards, she did go on to work for... She produced Matt Pinfield and did some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she went into podcasting very soon after I did, and she's got her own little podcast company. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, nice. she's doing great.
Great. You
know? Good.
She's my little sister. She really... She knows where all the bodies are buried. She was with me, Vin, through all the bad... drinking years.
There were some bad years there.
she cleaned up a lot of messes.
We all have, we don't all have those. Some of us have those.
Some people do, though. And even people who don't go completely bad, there's always some story that you don't want to be told and you trust the people to not to. Thanks for not.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thanks. Yay! This is it, right?
It's your birthday.
Yeah. It's your birthday.
Anyway, I don't know if we're going to get a day like yesterday, but try to soak up what you can because there's really a heavy storm, long days, rain coming.
We're in the middle of... Oh, go ahead, Maddie.
I'm sorry. Morning show manager and our new and our weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time driving on Friday down to L.A.
I don't think it's going to hit down south at all.
That's good to hear.
So I think you'll be escaping it. I'll check it though. I'll check it. I think you'll be driving away from the storm is what
I think. Check the Vinny Central radar.
I'll check it. I'm on it. Tell us everything about your day yesterday. What happened?
Oh, it's not really exciting, but just
sounds exciting.
I was outside all day because it's that time of year where you run your hose down your gutters and blow out all the leaves, just make sure everything is running okay. And it takes hours. I mean, we have fun and laugh and stuff too. And we have to John standing on one roof and I'm hanging over the fence looking to see if the gutter pipes are draining correctly. Like looking over the edge and sitting on the top of the fence and John's up on the house. And it was like the most gorgeous day. It was super fun. We had a good time.
This report has rain going from this Friday, through next Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Straight.
Wow, exactly when I'm going to be gone.
It's going to be when I'm here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm flying out on Tuesday.
Oh.
That's going to be fun.
Wait,
so you
just said you were driving.
He's driving,
I'm driving
down
to
LA.
Coming back on Sunday. And then I'm coming into work Friday and Monday when you guys are off just to, clock some hours and put all the best stuff together.
Yeah. Right.
And then I fly Tuesday to Baltimore. And,
Baltimore.
And then drive to my dad's house and then spend Thanksgiving.
What's Baltimore?
And then we go hunting in Pennsylvania. Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Balmer.
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 That's how we,
Balmer.
Balmer.
I rolled
That's
through
fun.
Balmer on the tripping with Vinny bit and I liked it, but we couldn't stop. We had to keep going. So it was, but it seemed cool.
I don't stay there long, but yeah, I mean,
do you fly direct to Balmer?
I usually fly to D.C., but Balmer's a little closer to the hunting camp, and then I got to fly back that Sunday.
So you're not going home. You're meeting him at a hunting camp.
I'm meeting him at home, and then we're driving together to the hunting camp.
Oh.
And then,
How far is it?
But he drives himself. He's
fine. All those tiny little states over there, it's...
Oh, yeah. On my trip home, I usually go through District of Columbia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia. Like all those.
And how long, what's the drive from Baltimore to West to where you live in West Virginia where you're picking
your dad? 2.5 hours.
Incredible. You go through 5 states.
Yeah.
Basically.
If I depend on the route. But right. This route will be straight through Maryland.
Jeez. Maryland. That's funny. Well, I hope it's a great trip. I really, your dad is about to turn 91 or just turned 91?
He just turned 90.
Okay.
And he's still down to go hunt, huh?
Oh, yeah. He drives. He still cuts wood.
I love that.
He's still in really good shape. He had to have a pacemaker put in, and I asked him how he felt, and he goes, I don't know. I feel the same. I felt fine before. Like, he's just that guy, you know?
I didn't even know he needed one.
His blood pressure was like down to nothing.
Oh.
And yeah. They
that
were like,
sounds bad.
They were yeah. like, yeah, you need a pacemaker. Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. So.
But.
Well, that'll be fun. And I'm really glad you're. So are you doing Thanksgiving with him? Or are you going to fly back on Thanksgiving?
I'm
going to
do Thanksgiving. Oh, and then I'm going to cook. And then we'll go up to hunting cabin and we'll be up there for.
So if you are fortunate enough to bag a doe or whatever a buck.
Yeah, we don't.
If you're fortunate enough, will you bring some of that? Will you bring a cooler full of meat home?
What I'll do is I'll have it processed and I'll probably turn most of it into deer bologna. And I'll bring some deer bologna in if y'all want it. It's good.
I mean, I'll try it. I'll try anything.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'll keep the tenderloins, which are the nice steaks. Yes, Vinny.
So you pull up to the processing, like on a pier where people fish, there are people who will, you can fillet give them your fish and they'll take care. So is that what it's like? You pull up with your truck and you go, it's in the back.
Yeah. And then they ask you what you want to do with it. And, you know, I usually make bologna because I really like deer bologna. So I'll make
Are
you like, can you also make me a hat?
No, I don't do anything. We don't keep the.
Oh, so they keep the hide.
No. That we've already started to. So. If you want to know the whole deal.
I feel like I don't want to. Okay, don't.
Yeah.
So when you say deer bologna, do you just mean sausage?
Yeah, like summer sausage. Yeah, except for it's deer. It's venison.
But why you call it bologna? Just because you're trying to keep it low-key and not hoity-toity summer sausage like they have?
You could say. I don't know. It's just deer bologna. That's what it's called.
I'll try your
dinner. Is it sized like a bologna?
Yeah, is it bologna size or is it like pepperoni size?
It's more of like a summer sausage size.
We don't know what that is. Is that your thumb and forefinger in a circle?
This is your forefinger and your thumb.
Right here.
A little. Oh, wow.
I don't know what you're talking about. Summer sausage. Like, you know, this is.
It's winter raisin. Summer sausage.
You guys don't ever eat summer sausage?
I do, but I mean, I think of summer sausage as being like the 3-inch thing that is included with the little cheese and wine basket you got from your friend for Christmas.
Yeah, these are
victims. And you assume bologna is the
thick
lips and the BH other parts.
Ground up
like,
into.
You're bringing them a whole deer, and you're leaving with hooves and kneecaps.
I'm not leaving with anything.
What is
summer
that?
Summer bologna.
Summer bologna.
You're leaving with that.
Well, yeah, it takes a couple weeks because they have a lot of deer to process and keep.
So you're not getting your deer. They're putting them all in a place, and you've ordered this many.
I'll just say, when I go hunting with my old man, I sit and read mostly. I'm very I just like sitting in the woods in the morning. It's very peaceful.
In a tent. You're camping out.
No. We have a cabin. With 40 members of it. And
what'd you call it?
What's that?
The sit where you like
deer stand.
Deer stand. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. And then Dad's got one, and I have one. And I mean, we have. I think it's 1,900 acres that the camp owns. So there's 40 other guys that are hunting.
So your dad and 39 other guys went in on 1,900 acres.
No, my grandfather did in 1918. So we've been members of that camp since 1918. So it's, and you have to, somebody has to die to get in. So it's only 40 members allowed. Yes, sir. Your hands
There's
up.
A lot of rules, I would imagine, but is there any horseplay? Like, if your dad's sipping coffee, do you shoot the cup right out of his hand?
No. Or that's
like,
fun. With an arrow?
No. No. We never shoot a gun unless you're shooting at a deer.
Do you
wear orange?
Absolutely not.
Top to head to toe.
Yeah,
to make
I'll
sure
take a picture and send it
Please
to
Please do. That would be great.
Yeah. I've got pictures now. I've got them now.
I'll never see it if you post it. Just send it.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
you don't
I've got some now. I can show you later. But yeah.
Why don't you post some that you have now? Post one up on the Facebook page. Let people see you in your full hunting regalia.
All right. I can do that.
You got one with your dad?
Not in full hunting regalia, but yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you put up a gallery.
I'll do one.
Put up both.
And I would like to see this deer bologna as well.
I don't have any pictures of the bologna.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
A nice deer bologna sandwich?
No, I just ate the last of the stuff I had from last year.
Well, you did?
Yeah, and I didn't get one. I very rarely get a deer, but everybody kind of shares
whatever,
you know,
the bounty
is. When I go
is.
Up there, I mean, the guys that live there, they go hunting all year. They're, you know, they've got more meat. They know what to do with.
Right.
Hot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Sometimes
to
you
me.
Get a little bear. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh God.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you want to get a bear?
I
shoot a little bear. There's a big bear coming for you. Right
no,
afterwards.
Not a little bear, but I mean a little bear meat. Like sometimes I'll have that. Oh. It's not very good. I don't really care for it.
Oh, yeah. All the wild animals.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you so much. I will be expecting my gift of deer bologna a little later. We have a big announcement we're going to make a little later today. We don't tell you the big announcement.
I don't know
Vinny.
About this.
You do. You'll remember when I tell you what it is, because we've actually talked about it quite a bit.
Quite a bit?
Well, we spent time cutting stuff for it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a...
Words came out of my mouth to this effect, and I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Wow.
Like, for a long time, we had a bunch of them to do, and we did them, and remember that?
I remember doing them.
You remember cutting something, but you don't remember the one. I knew it. I knew if he didn't put it on his show sheet, I'm like, he will not remember. Do not tell him. So it'll be a surprise for Vinny and everybody else coming up at 7 o'clock.
I was just reading the words that you put in front of me. What do you want from me?
Over and over and over again.
Ron Burgundy over there.
I love it.
Febreze.
Oh yeah, la 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 la. We've let that one slide a little bit.
Let it slide. Let's just let it go.
Come on, man. I almost just called you
come
Cool Breeze.
Come on, man.
It's gonna be your actual nickname after a while. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. La, 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 la. We'll be right back after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.